good Tuesday morning, friends. How are you all doing? This is CA, your Christian on-air personality and Bible teacher on the Morning Brew Christian Podcast Show, syndicated on iHeartRadio. Happy Tuesday, everybody. Here at beautiful Faith Studio 1 in beautiful Fort Worth, Texas, on a rainy, dreary day today. Temperature about 37 degrees. Here at the Fort Worth studio. Oh my goodness, cold day. Well, we got a great show lined up. Before I tell you about it, stand by one moment, okay? There we go. Had to be sure to put that in. Well, if you didn't get a chance to listen to my podcast with me and Annie, it was at an undisclosed location up north. I hope you guys get a chance to click on that and enjoy it. We just basically talked about some random things, and we talked about mask wearing and things like that. And, you know, I don't bring political stuff up or anything like that. I got to just say that, you know, the count's going up. The death count's gone up. I know it's something we're going to have to live with for a while till we get, you know, a vaccine. We're just going to have to keep praying. We knew this was going to happen again with the surge. But it's so vitally important that we do wear a mask. And I'm a big advocate on that. And if you don't agree with me, that's fine. But I've got parents that are senior citizens. Annie's got her parents that are senior citizens. We love our families like you guys would love your families. And it's very, very vitally important. Not only are you protecting yourself, you're protecting others. I've had people debate me. I don't want to turn this into any kind of debate whatsoever, okay? We're here to love. We're here to serve. We're here to teach. So I'm telling you, Christ is going to be coming back soon. Question is are you ready? Is your soul ready? Do you have it right with God? So you can either love it, like it, that's okay. I'm still going to love my brothers and sisters in Christ, all you wonderful listeners out there, over 2 million listeners. And I thank you so much for your feedback and everything. Sorry we hadn't been on the air as much, been off and on. That's kind of the way it is. We are getting closer to ending our Bible series on the book of Revelations, which I'm going to tell you what's going to happen on our show today. Before I do that, I want to remind you, you can always email me. You have any questions, comments, suggestions, morningsbrew@gmail.com. Morningsbrew@gmail.com. Let's roll on the show today and see what's going to be happening. Here we go. Ah, tongue twister today. Goodness gracious. Well, here in just a second, I have a Bible devotion I'm going to be reading to you today. It says, "We will see him." It's going to be a great Bible devotion here in just a moment. Also, no characters today, except for our fill-in, your friend, my friend, Mr. Mark Lowry. We got a Mark Lowry comedy that you guys are going to be hearing. No T-Mac Tuesday this week. Going to mix a triple pack of some music for you all. Also, here we go, the book of Revelations, chapter 19. We're going to be talking about the Hallelujah. Breaks down also with the rider on the white horse. We're talking about that a little bit. Goes from chapter 1 to chapter number 21. Remember, Book of Revelations goes from chapter 1 to chapter 22. So once we conclude, and I give you the summary on chapter 19, we got three more chapters, and we conclude our series with the Book of Revelations. It's been a great run. Really enjoyed it. All right, let's get those jumping jacks ready. Are you ready? 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3, 4. 4, 3, 2, 1. Let's roll. I'll tell you what, you get me doing jumping jacks and everything, it's amazing. Oh, we got a little bit of a, sound like an ambulance outside Faith Studio 1. Hopefully everybody's okay out there. Okay, well, we will see him. In the book of 1 Chronicles, chapter 29 and verse 15, Scripture reminds us our days on earth are as a shadow. You know, C.S. Lewis once observed this life as shadowlands. Compared with the glory to come, you know, even life at its best, but also a shadow of heaven. In fact, does that mean that we turn our backs on this world and have nothing to do with delights? Not necessarily, friends. In fact, sometimes, as Lewis was suggesting, The good things that God gives us are foreshadowing. Hints of what we are is to come. We experience the joy of marriage if you've had a good marriage. Some of you may not have had a good marriage. Sometimes it takes one, two, maybe three times. Some people I know four or five times. But knowing that in its foretaste of even greater joy, the heavenly marriage feast of the Lamb. Find then the book of Revelation chapter 19 and verse 9. You see, we enjoy the beauty of God's creation knowing that it is foretaste of even greater beauty, the glory of heaven in the book of Revelation chapter 21 verse number 23. Take delight in the good things that God gives you. Do not take too much of being preoccupied to smell the roses. In fact, the Bible reminds us, friends, that every good gift and every perfect gift is from above and comes down from the Father of lights. Find that in the book of James chapter 1 verse 17. And every one of his good gifts should remind us of his glory to come. Amen. Amen. All right, well, stand by. Your friend, my friend, a little bit of comedy before we play some music. You're filling in for my characters today, Mark Lowry. Stand by.
And now, the man who drove more teachers into early retirement than the recession, Mark Lowry.
It was a music version I wanted to play for you all. If your heart belongs to Jesus, If your heart belongs to Jesus, you belong to me. Anyway, leave it to Mark Lowry to add a little bit of comedy version on that. I hope you guys enjoyed that, friends. All right, now let's go ahead and play a triple pack, and then we'll start in on our Bible lesson on the book of Revelations, chapter 19, and we're going to read verses 1 through 21 on the Hallelujah. All right, kick it off, Stephen Curtis Chapman with Love Take Me Over on the Morning Brew Christian Podcast Show on a Tuesday morning. Good morning.
Stand.
There we go, Tyrann Wells, Miracle. You know, that song just came out, friends, a little over a year ago. And I had somebody say, "CA, will you play that?" Absolutely. We're always playing new music. In fact, I want to remind you guys, all you new music artists out there, or even if you have new music, will you do me a favor? Will you email me your new music? I'd love to hear it, and then maybe we can play it on the air. Let me give you my email address one more time on that, morningsbrew@gmail.com. Again, morningsbrew@gmail.com, okay? Also, like me on my Facebook page, the Morning Brew Christian Podcast. Check that like button free. You can always message me on Messenger. Now, I used to have a toll-free 1-800 number. We did away with that simply because we just kept getting overwhelmed with vote for this, vote for that, vote for street repair, you name it. I had to get rid of it for now. So, and plus, we didn't really get that many calls on it. A lot of people like doing the old-fashioned way, emailing and instant messaging me on Facebook Messenger. Anytime, friends, 24/7, okay? All right, now, if you go back, now, before I start on this, let me just say this. We have a morning show, and I forgot to put that plug in, EternityReadyRadio.com. EternityReadyRadio.com. You can download that app for free on your Android phone. Right now, I've had people say, "CA, can you put it on iPhone?" Not yet, but you can use that Safari account that you have on your iPhone, okay? Save that, like that. Jeremiah, program director, he puts a very good show on. I'm morning show from 6 a.m. until 7 a.m. Central Daylight Time. We have a morning show on there. I encourage you to listen to that and let me know your thoughts. I know you'll love it. And let Jeremiah know. I mean, it's a great radio station that he has. All right, now we're going to talk about the Hallelujah. We're marching on in the book of Revelations, chapter 19. If you got your Bibles, your iPhone apps, your Android apps, you know, the Bible app, whatever it may be, tablets, and let's read along. "After this, I heard what sounded like the roar of a great multitude in the heavens shouting, 'Hallelujah! Salvation and glory and power belong to our God, for true and just are his judgments. He has condemned the great prostitute who had corrupted the earth by her adulteries. He has avenged on her the blood by the servants.' And again they shouted, 'Hallelujah! The smoke from her goes up forever and ever.' The 24 elders and the four living creatures fell down and worshiped God, who were seated on the throne, and they cried, 'Amen, hallelujah.' Then a voice came from the throne saying, 'Praise our God, all of his servants who fear him, both small and great.' And then I heard what sounded like a great multitude, the roar of rushing waters that sounded like the peals of thunder, shouting, 'Hallelujah, for our God, our Lord God Almighty reigns. Let us rejoice and be glad and give him the glory, for the wedding of the Lamb has come and the bride has made himself ready. Fine linen, bright and clean, were given for her to wear. Fine linens for the righteous acts of the saints. Then the angel said to me, 'Write, blessed are those who are invited to the wedding supper of the Lamb.' And he added, 'Then the true words of God,' and as I fell at his feet to worship him, but he said to me, 'Do not do it. I am a fellow servant with you and with your brothers who hold the testimony, who hold to the testimony of Jesus. Worship God, for the testimony of Jesus is the spirit of prophecy.'" Now we're going to talk a little bit about this rider on the white horse. "I saw in heaven standing open, and there before was a white horse whose rider was called Faithful and True. With justice he judges and makes war. His eyes are like blazing fire on his head, and many crowns he had his name written on him that no one but he himself. He is dressed in a white robe dipped in blood, and his name is the Word of God. The armies of the heaven were following him and riding on the white horse and dressed in fine linen and white and clean, and out of his mouth came a sharp sword which struck down to the nations. He will rule with that iron sharpener. His threads of winepress of fury and the wrath of God Almighty. On his robe And on his thigh it was written, King of King, Lord of Lords. And I saw an angel standing in the sun who cried in a loud voice to all the birds that were flying in the midair, come, gather together for the great supper of God, so that you may eat the flesh of the kings, the generals, and the mighty men of horses, and their riders, and the flesh of all people, free and slave, great and small. Then I saw the beast, and all the kings of the earth, and all the armies gather together to make war against the rider of the horse and his army. But the beast was captured, and with him the false prophet, who had performed these miraculous signs on his behalf, who had received the mark of the beast and worshipped his image. The two of them were thrown alive into the fiery lake of the burning sulfur. Rest of them were killed with the sword, came out of the mouth of the rider of the horse, and all the birds gorged themselves on their flesh. Wow. Getting really deep into this, guys. So, CA, what does that all mean in your summary? Well, reading, as we read Revelation chapter 19 in its entirety, chapter 19 in the book of Revelation in verse 2 clearly shows the aspect of she is judged, the great whore who, you know, was corrupted. And God avenges the blood of his servants. In fact, friends, the judgment of Rome is the great joy of the heaven. Hallelujah and salvation are sung. The elders and the four living creatures that fall down and worship, and the voice of the multitude proclaims the bringing of the marriage of the Lamb. And when the false woman is set aside, till then, though exposed, the assembly was that actually united in the heavenly marriage of the Lamb. Still, there is no other greater event that could have been than the judgment of Rome. No doubt the beast had been destroyed. Power, when God gave its scope, would soon do that. But here the old corruptedness and the persecutor were set aside forever. Heaven is full of joy. There is no celebration of joy like this, if you will read it like I did in the book of Revelations. In fact, the rest of the book is simple and it is clear, for the mystery of God is closed. I do not myself attach, friends, any importance to this distinction as a class of those called to partake the joy of that day. It means I believe just that, according to the parable of the marriage. Of the king's son. The guest, or those who have shared the marriage, in the marriage of joy. But you know what? There are several points that we have to notice. One is that God has the power, and he has come to set all this up to reign. The true, though not yet open seat of the power of evil that had been judged and destroyed. You know, two characters, friends, of evil. Falsehood and deceitful. Corruption, the violence that had extent since Satan himself had begun his career. False in himself, though, he was a murderer to others. The mystery of the inequality contained both through hidden the latter and using others for it. She is still characterized by the corruption, and what was false. Now, direct violence was in the hands of the beast, as we all read. And there was the destruction of the world. The destruction of what that would no doubt relieve the earth of oppression. But for heaven and all of those that were heavenly minded, the destruction of Christ dishonoring, soul enslaving, soul basting corruption was joy and gladness, as we well read. And the witness that divine power has come in. It is also set aside that the worst evil, the corrupting that was God's under pretense of being what Christ has purchased for himself, the one precious object of his especial love. They sang hallelujah, for the God of appointed reigneth. You know, this was to make way for the introduction of what was before the assembly, then must have also been in her place in the association with him. And it must also have himself the marriage of the Lamb is to come, till the evil woman had been set aside. This could not be. You know, this is the character of heavenly joy and redemption, by which was brought into it. In fact, man on earth is the first good, and then yielding to the temptation. You see, redemption supposes the first evil and even slavery to it, but then the deliverance from it and being set beyond it. You see, God has taken to him his power. The assembly is present to Christ without a spot or even a wrinkle or even such things, that was cleansed and white, suited to Christ. The apostle was deposed in the sight of the blessedness to fall down and worship him who had revealed it. His mind was thrown into the devotion by these scenes, as we well read, and his immediate object was the heavenly messenger as he turns to bow down. But as forbidden, he was a fellow servant, as we well read in that too as well, in Scripture. And the same to all who had the testimony of Jesus. You see, the spirit of the prophecy, are told, is the testimony of Jesus. The testimony not to worship immediate beings is the last warning left to the declining assembly, as so to speak. As one of the first, as you read in the book of, if you go back to the Bible, in the book of Colossians. But we now arrive at the great announcement of the coming of Christ in power, heaven, which has been open on Jesus and to Stephen, and now opens for Jesus as King of Kings, Lord of Lords, holy and true, has been known to all. Faith and faithfulness, true witness. The last he is now, not as a witness, but in judgment, saved as judgment itself, is the witness of his faithfulness and truth. In fact, the characters in which he appears are plain but all important. You know, it is in the general judgment, but in this form of war, as we read, we will also call cessational judgment, but overcoming power. Now, when we get to chapter 11, as I'll read to that, just give you a little highlight. Cessational judgment is in chapter 20, verse 4, which we'll read that on our next segment. His eyes had the piercing of the divine judgment. He also has the crowns, the witness, but also of his variousness and universal dominion. But though this was revealed as man, he had no glory that could penetrate into, which is, he had his conscience power, which was not revealed. He was the avenger. His garment was dipped in blood. All characterized him, which we may have noted here. And according to that in which he had manifested his judgment itself, was the Revelator, the Word of God, his eternal character he has before creation, now making it good in judgment. In fact, friends, I want you to keep in mind that the armies in heaven had not garment dipped in blood, but they were triumph. They followed him in his triumph, pure and perfect, his chosen, called, and faithful ones, the vengeance of Abinda, were not their part. Though they shared his victory over the beast, vengeance and Edom had more earthly character than the connection of more, as we read in Judah. And remember the Arisian, you can find that, and you can see that in the book of Psalms. If you read the whole entire scripture on Psalms chapter 83. Not the beast, keep that in mind. The beast and the false prophet, they were destroyed by him as coming from heaven. He smites the nations with the rod of his mouth. He rules them with a rod of iron. This the saints will not have with him. You know, you go back to the book of Revelations, you can refresh that in chapter 2, verses 26 and 27. I want you to keep in mind, and you're probably like, say, hey, what are we talking about here? Well, the character of the judgment of the beast and the false prophet is heavenly. It is the word of God, the Lord, from heaven. The winepress is earthly. He is publicly, officially, and interestingly, King of kings, Lord of lords. The beast and the false prophets was cast alive into a lake of fire. We all know what the lake of fire is. The lake of fire is hell. Right? Scripture tells us, you got a heaven, you got a hell. The final judgment of these deceived ones is not said to take place here. Satan is not yet cast into the lake of fire, but where was he cast? Into the bottomless pit, where the legions of devils besought the Lord that they might not be sent. He was bound there so as not to deceive the nations for 1,000 years. There was no seduction by Satan during the 1,000 years. That is my summary on chapter 19. Now it's going to get more interesting. It is. Stay tuned. Because coming up, next segment is chapter 20, which goes from verses 1 until verse number 15. Breakdown will be the 1,000 years, Satan's doom, the dead are judged. We're three away from closing our chapter on Revelations. In closing, before we pray, let me talk to you about something. You've got to have it right with God. I know you're probably like, see, you always mention that. You got to have it right with God. Well, if you have it right with God, congratulations, you are a child of the Almighty God. And He loves you. He cares about you. You know, I sit in Faith Studio 1 this morning on a cold day. And I hear, and God wants me to share this for a moment. And I'm not even talking political, guys. I know I say that a lot. The reason I come and say that is because I don't want everybody to think, well, good grief, CA's talking political. No, I'm not talking politics at all. But I want to tell you something. There is never more of an important time to get it right with God than to get it right with God right now. And it's easy. He's speaking to me to tell you. And I want to help you right now. And we're not going to play any music. If you're in a quiet room right now, good thing about a podcast, you can always go back and listen and listen. Go to a private area right now if you can in your room, your house, or whatever is non-distracting. Right now, let's take it to the table to God. Take it to the table. Go in a private area where it's just you and Him. If you could just feel the holy presence of the Lord in Faith Studio 1. Just getting overwhelmed. He's telling me to share this with you. Guys, I'm going to help you guys. I'm going to do a three-way podcast altar call. One, I'm going to help those who want to know about Jesus Christ. Two, we're going to pray for our brothers and sisters in Christ that are low, without work, struggling, COVID-19, lost loved ones, COVID-19. And then three, we're going to talk to you prodigals, whether you like to hear it or not. You can always cut this off anytime. First, I want to talk to the sinners out there. You're in your private spot. Jesus loves you. He cares about you. God loves you so much. Why would you ever want to turn your back on Him? Because you know what? He, being God, never turns His back on you. You know that? He loves the sinners. He loves everybody. Billy Graham once says He loves the whole entire world. If your heart is clear right now, and you're in your private area, clear your heart. Let's just clear it. Let's take just a second to pause for a second. Is your heart cleared? Clear your heart, and let's pray. Simple as A, B, C. We're going to admit, we're going to believe, we're going to confess. The example that I like to use is we've got a soul inside of us. You've got a decision to make. It's either heaven or hell. So what do? You got to make that choice. Even when you die, you're going to go either to heaven or you're going to go to that lake of fire, which I wouldn't want to be there. Yelling, screaming, Bible, scripture tells us a little bit about it. It's kind of scary, isn't it? But up in heaven, it's peaceful, joyful. You bow down before our Lord of Lords, King of Kings, Almighty God, our Creator, your Father, my Father. And He loves you. And He's reminding me to tell you that He loves you. So get it right today. Let me help you. So first thing we're going to do is you're going to turn your, like I say, turn your car around. Your body ain't really a car. You're just going to turn your life around right now to Jesus. So you're going to repent. Pray this prayer with me. Dear Jesus, forgive me of any sins I've ever committed. God, I know I'm a sinner. Please wipe away all my sins I've ever committed, for I love you. Then you want to believe. Come to Him with childlike faith, continuing to keep your eyes closed and meditate on Him. Father, I accept you as my personal Savior. I may not know everything, but I accept you as my personal Savior, and I accept you in my heart. Please live in me and forgive me of all my sins. I believe that you sent your Son, Jesus Christ. He died on the cross for my sins and everyone else's sins. His blood shed on the cross where I could have eternal life. And on the third day, He rose after being crucified for me. On the third day, He rose and He's alive and well. And He's up there sitting on the right-hand throne next to you. I love you. Enter in my soul and save me. I love you, God. I accept you as my personal Savior. Thirdly, you want to commit. God, I don't know, being a new Christian, what you have for me, but I want to commit my life to you. Use me. Show me. Get me involved in a church or online church for a now, till this COVID stuff clears up. Whatever you've got for me, I know you're going to help me. Guide me. Utilize me with new Christians, new brothers and sisters in Christ, because I'm not going to know what to do. For I love you, in Christ's name we pray. Amen. So you admitted, you believe, and you confess. You admitted, you believe, you committed to Christ. Not enough coffee. Congratulations, brothers and sisters in Christ that accepted Jesus Christ. Welcome to the kingdom. You see, God's three in one. He's God the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. See how simple it was? Now you can bear witness to others out there. Well, how, CA? Well, when you developed your new, being a new Christian, you can show them acts of love, whether it's cookies or bakery things, whatever you might have. Just your simple kindness could even pave a way for another brother and sister in Christ to reach him. Scripture reminds us it's going to be a narrow path to heaven. Our job is to be the ambassadors for Christ. Me, you. Yeah, we can have fun on the air and stuff like that. Sure. Make you laugh and all that. However, we are the ambassadors for Christ. He needs you. Just like Uncle Sam says, I want you. God wants you. Don't turn your back on Him. And He will move your mountains. Trust me on that. Email me if you got saved, will you? Morningsbrew@gmail.com, morningsbrew@gmail.com. Or like me on my Facebook page, the Morning Brew Christian Podcast. Check that like button for free and message me, will you, on Facebook Messenger. Any prayer requests, too, whatsoever, that you may have, we'll take care of praying for you. Now I want to pray for my brothers and sisters in Christ. You're going through a lot. You lost your job, maybe. COVID's messed you up. You've lost a relative, whatever it may be. Someone's infected, and you're down and out with Christmas coming around. It's not going to be great because you're not going to be, if you are doing Thanksgiving and all that with family, it's going to be kind of weird doing it with the mask. I understand. But you're protecting others, and it's going to be okay. So let's pray for you right now. Dear Heavenly Father, I pray for my brothers and sisters in Christ. Father, whatever they're going through, whether it's loss of job, whether it's stress, the bills that are piling up, the uncertainty. God, you know the whole situation, and I pray right now that you would take care of them. And maybe they lost someone with COVID-19. Please help them, we pray. I know you will, God. Give them the right guidance that they need, and when they're down to a low, let them know that they got brothers and sisters in Christ, and they, number one, can count on you. Touch them and touch their heart, we pray. Turn their whole life around and move their mountains. In Christ's name we pray. Amen. Thirdly, I want to talk to these guys right here. He's knocking on your door, your heart, talking about the prodigals. Oh, yeah. You know, you can turn your back on Christ all you want. You can laugh it off. But what if? Let's do the what ifs. What if, heaven forbid, something happens to you on the road? Or you have an accident. What happens? Was your decision made? Or was it too late? He will only knock so many times. Let him in. Let him in. If me or my team, ministry team, or networking of pastors can help you, or friends that I know can help you, email me. Let me know. Let's pray for you right now. Dear Heavenly Father, I pray for the prodigals out there. I pray that you just help them. You touch their heart. Give them that sense of direction to know you. I know it's a decision they got to make. Lord, may just, if it's just anybody, neighbor, pastor, friend, whoever it may be, may they be an influence on our lost prodigals out there. For we ask it in Christ's name. Amen. All right, well, let's do close out on a Tuesday. Friends, thank you so much for tuning in to the Morning Brew Christian Podcast Show on iHeartRadio. I am your Christian on-air personality on iHeartRadio and Bible teacher, C.A. Thank you for the love, your sweet comments, your support for me and my part-time sidekick, Annie. Everybody on the team, we appreciate it. U.S. Marine Cody, you name it. Hey, remember the sun does rise on the other side. What else? Enjoy life, L-I-F-E. And please, can't stress enough, wear your mask. You're protecting you and others. Love you guys. Have a great day and be safe out there. God's got you and he's going to move those mountains. Keep the faith. Bye for now.